This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Who's been arrested?
We will stop this tournament. This is stupid. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Who's back in rehab?
Get out of here.
And who's hitting who?
We are adults, and this is ridiculous. It is a cornhole tournament fundraiser. Cut the crap.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Cut the crap.
Hey, and our trash always brought to you by the locally owned and operated TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. It takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. Visit them online. Go to TJCMortgage.com. TJC Mortgage, you talk. Those guys will always listen. Khaleesi from Game of Thrones, Emilia Clarke, wants everyone to know.
White hair girl.
Yes, yeah. That she doesn't play strong female leads, just female leads. As men, we can say nothing right now, by the way. This is from Variety Magazine. In an interview on Tuesday, part of the Cannes Film Festival, the Solo, A Star Wars Story lead condemned the usage of the phrase strong women by journalists as sexist. She said its usage is senseless for a female lead. Quote, if it's not strong, what is it? Are you telling me there's another option? That there's a weak option? You think a lead in a movie is going to be a weak woman? It just doesn't even bear having the conversation. So enough already with the strong women, please. End quote.
I don't know if it's senseless. I think she's trying to sell me on it's redundant, right? That if it's the lead and it's a female lead, then it's going to be strong. So why say strong
women?
Well,
I will tell you, I think her portrayal of Khaleesi is strong.
You like that? You think that's a strong
image? A strong performance by a female.
Helped out by the dragons.
I think it's a shame that all these ladies agreed to do Ocean's 8. The man got 11. Why did these ladies agree just to do 8?
This shows you she's got a little power now. Not that's only right. In the show, but
yep.
You know, she goes from first season doing nudity to X-ing that out. I mean, she was basically doing shows for $25,000 a piece, and now she's getting $2-3 million a show.
Ooh, that much.
She's getting a ton.
Yeah. I mean, she's the biggest name on there, right?
No, probably Peter Dinklage still.
Oh, yeah?
The little guy. Got a Pennsylvania high school student, took an unorthodox approach to prom, brought a cardboard cutout of actor Danny DeVito to the dance. That's what's the most interesting thing here, Rocky, is not that how weird it would be that you take a cardboard cutout of an actor, but they actually chose Danny DeVito.
She actually put him on a string and put him on a skateboard so she could just drag him, and he was on a skateboard.
That's actually funny. Yeah. I'll give her that.
But to your point, LT, if I could take any cardboard cutout,
why would she not take Channing Tatum
to the prom? I would take somebody better looking than Danny.
WHTM-TV reports that Allison Kloss and her famous two-dimensional date joined other Carlisle High School seniors Friday for prom. Kloss purchased the cutout of DeVito online along with the scooter, as Rocky said, that she used to move the figure along with. This is really disturbing. Now, school yearbooks often list students voted most likely to succeed, best athlete, or most popular. But the 2017-2018 yearbook for the Sonoran Science Academy in Peoria just identified a student as most likely to become a terrorist.
Oh. Ooh,
is that we've not done that?
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah. That's a little different than class clown.
Bree Brown is one of the several parents who couldn't believe what was in the yearbook. An eighth grader voted, quote, most likely to bomb the U.S.
Oh, and, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
You kidding somebody?
Now, it's, congratulations.
Okay, it's not, I will go on and say this.
Did they make the photo?
It's not as bad as it seems.
Okay.
I'll get to it.
Seems pretty bad, Lance.
No, I agree. When I read this initially, I was like, you got to be kidding me. It's still really bad, but not as bad, and I'll tell you why. Now, Bree Brown, the mom, spotted a number of questionable comments. One girl was voted most likely to steal gang people's food. Another student's favorite memory was when someone got stabbed with a pencil, but nothing compared to the outrage over the boy most likely to become a terrorist. Now, here's the difference. It wasn't voted. The eighth graders each filled out a yearbook form and were allowed to write statements anywhere they wanted next to their picture. So this particular eighth grader thought it would be funny that he was the most likely to bomb the U.S. Obviously not funny at all. Still very disturbing, but he was the only one that put himself as most likely to bomb the U.S. Can you imagine if you actually allowed students to vote on it and they picked one of their
peers? No, that would be terrible. That probably gets this young man on a watch list for the remainder of his life, wouldn't you think?
Probably so.
For a bad joke, too. Yeah.
But would you agree, not nearly as bad as if they would have allowed everyone?
Yes, I do. You're right. It was not as bad as it sounded, but it's probably, that's going to plague him for the remainder of his time here on Earth.
Yeah, he's got some issues.
Yeah. Anytime he catches a flight, we're probably going to be keeping an eye on him.
Apparently in China, they can't figure out what is a dog and what's not.
It happens a lot over there.
This is weird. Just a few days after news broke that a woman found out her puppy bought from Chinese pet store was actually a fox, another pet owner has come to a similar conclusion.
Mm.
Now, according to the Independent 2 years ago, Su Yun bought a puppy on vacation, believing it to be a mastiff, brought the animal home. Now, from day one, Yun and her family were impressed by their pet's massive appetite. Now, the, quote, dog reportedly chowed down on a box of fruit and two buckets of noodles every day. But it wasn't until the pet reached 250 pounds and started walking around on its hind legs, they realized it was a mistake.
You got yourself a man.
He's hairy.
The dog was actually an Asiatic black bear.
Oh, no.
They thought they had a dog, they had a bear?
Yeah, an Asiatic black bear, so they had to take it back.
I need to return this, please.
No, like, no, we don't do returns.
But was the bear loving on him and stuff, I wonder?
Yeah, early on.
Yeah.
In its pup stage.
Eventually it mauls you.
Not at 230 pounds. At 250 pounds, we got a problem.
Just in case Greg Sankey is still listening, grizzly bear number 9 on the bite list, polar bear number 8. So the bears can pack some punch.
Yeah.
But who's number 7?
Number 7. Oh, crap. I just closed it. Did you see it?
Yeah. It was some kind of gorilla or ape.
Mm. The silverback?
Maybe.
Hmm.
Strong jaws.
What do you guys think would be the oldest living person in the world? Give me an age.
Oh, I'd say 106.
114.
Russian woman claiming to be the oldest person in the world, but says her upcoming 129th birthday
I'm gonna see some documentation.
Is nothing but punishment. I'm not even gonna try her name, but she says she has not had a single happy day in her entire life.
129 years of misery?
She is far from 100, Brown.
Yeah, I'd say.
She has no idea how she has managed to live this long.
Now, Mama?
She doesn't eat meat, but she loves fermented milk.
Oh.
Who doesn't?
She believes it simply is, quote, God's will that she will live to see 129 next month. Now, the claim is that she's about to turn 129.
So she was born in 1889?
It's made by the Russian government and based on her internal passport, which shows her date of birth, June 1st, 1889.
Can you imagine that, if that's true?
She has seen the Russian Revolution. World War II ended.
Unfortunately, in Russia, to check your internal passport, they have to cut you open.
Wow.
Count of rings.
But she went on to say, quote, I have not had a single happy day in my life. I have always worked hard digging in the garden. I'm tired. Long life is not at all God's gift for me, but a punishment.
Mm.
Now, she is very articulate and able to feed herself and walk, but her eyesight is failing. Would think something would go sideways at 129, right?
Her birthday party is going to be off the chain.
Yeah, I bet it is. Yeah.
This is really sad, though. During her long life, she's lost several children, including a son who died at the age of 6.
Lance.
So she lost a kid in 1895. Kid's got fossils by now.
Too soon.
Rockstar, is that the open you play on Trash?
Fosse. Fosse turned like 107 or something like that.
Are you looking forward to your birthday?
Not one bit.
She's got a pretty good memory. She said she remembers German tanks passing by her house.
I forget.
We could.
By the way, she was 55 when that was going on.
We couldn't remember if we were at Regions last year.
I know.
A year ago.
She can remember German tanks.
I remember German. Look at that. Steel trap memory.
I bet her ass has never gotten up at 3:45. She's never slept on a sleep number either, though.
Her sleep number would be 0.
This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.